While we held elections across the country on Tuesday, American territories in the Pacific voted as well, while the island nation of Palau awaits a final count on its presidential election. It was a good day for incumbents in American Samoa. Voters re-elected the team of Governor Lolo Matalasi Molina and Lieutenant Governor Lamanu Peleti Mora with just over 60% of the vote. And Republican Auma Salu Radivagan will be going back to Washington. The territory's congressional delegate overwhelmed two opponents with more than 75% of the ballots cast. Delegates from U.S. territories and the District of Columbia can participate in committees and debates in Congress, but cannot cast votes. Republicans also did well in the Northern Marianas. If early returns hold up, Republicans will win 15 of the 20 seats in the lower house and all three seats in the Senate. According to Mark Robago of Radio New Zealand, the election was seen as a referendum on the leadership of Republican Governor Ralph Torres, which he passed with flying colors. Democrat Gregorio Kilili-Sablan ran unopposed for re-election as CNMI's congressional delegate. Official results await the tally of absentee ballots. They're not expected to upend results there, but mail-in votes will decide who wins the presidential election in Palau. On Election Day, incumbent Tommy Remengesau ended up with a razor-thin majority of 78 over his brother-in-law, Sarangal Whips. About 3,000 mail-in ballots have yet to be counted. We'll let you know what happened on the Pacific News Minute. This is Neil Conant for Hawaii Public Radio.